intercommunal clashes between young men from Twitch County and their counterparts in the disputed Abia region last year over land forced families to seek refuge in Warrap State. 32-year-old Atem Ayuel, a father of four, is one of the internally displaced persons in Twitch County. He says he and his family had to escape to Gomgoy IDP camp during the 2021 and 2022 clashes. He says aid agencies stopped distributing relief food last year, leaving him and thousands of other displaced persons in dire need of basic commodities.
Right now, where we are staying in Gomgoy, women could go to the bush and look for seeds of a tree called lalop. They collect the lalop seeds, cook, and we eat them. There are also some wild plants. Women go and look for them in the river. They can bring that thing, dry it, and it's cooked and people eat. Also, people can go and look for fish. If they don't find fish, then people stay with hunger.
28-year-old Martin Malual, who is a father of three, says he too left his home village last year in February following the intercommunal clashes. He says each family at Nyindeng Ayuel displaced camp receives 4 kilograms of sorghum, 2 cups of lentils, and 600 milliliters of cooking oil per month. Malual says that food ration is not enough to sustain families until the end of the month. Malual and many of the IDPs have not returned to their home villages due to the insecurity. Beatrice Martins de la Fonte, MSF's project coordinator in Twitch County, says 30,000 IDPs at various camps in Twitch County need urgent support.
The situation here is still very severe because the conflict is still ongoing. And considering that this area is likely to get flooded during the rainy season, the situation can only get worse and even more difficult for the population here. Despite all this, we continue to run our medical programs, but the acute needs as food, water supply, sanitation, shelter and protection are still remaining to be covered.
The border disputes between young men from Abia and Twitch County of Warrap State have left thousands of families displaced. President Salva Kiir sent Vice President Hassan Abdel Baghi last year to quell the tension between the two communities. South Sudan's Council of States formed a committee to investigate the root cause of the conflict. The committee accused some prominent South Sudanese individuals for fueling the conflict between communities in Twitch County and the contested Abia area. The issue has remained unresolved. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.